Pranam children, welcome to this week's Children's Hour.
And before anything else, belated Deepavali greetings to all of you. In fact, those of you listening to us from the Americas, we could still say Happy Deepavali.
Oh yes, children. Hope you all had a safe Deepavali. I don't think there is any festival around which is as exciting as Deepavali, the festival of lights.
Very true. And we should never forget the reason why we celebrate these festivals, children. Like most other festivals, Deepavali also marks the defeat of a cruel asura.
A demon by name Narakasura. That is why the day before Deepavali is also called Naraka Chaturdashi. But Deepavali is celebrated for another important event too.
And that is for Rama returning to his kingdom Ayodhya after his exile. The citizens of Ayodhya lit lamps all over the city to express their joy.
The meaning that this festival conveys is that our lives without God is dark, and when God enters our heart, it is lit up in all effulgence.
Ganesh, there seems to be some connection between light and joy. In fact, even light and knowledge, isn't it?
Yes, yes. In fact, that is why we chant the Asatoma mantra, isn't it? Do you know that sloka, children?
Asato ma sadgamaya tamaso ma jyotirgamaya mrityorma amritam Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.
The meaning of that shloka is, O Lord, lead me from untruth to truth, from darkness to light, and from death to immortality.
So children, just like how it is important to light a lamp or switch on a light if you wish to see a room that is otherwise dark, in our life too, we must make God our lamp.
And that lamp we must feed with the oil of devotion. And when we have such steady devotion, children, absolutely no harm can touch us. God will rush to your rescue when you have a problem.
And that is precisely what happened with a great devotee by name Ambarisha. And children, today we are going to play for you a drama on the life of this great devotee of the Lord.
Ambarisha's life is an example of how God becomes like the devotee's dear friend or a caring mother who will rush to the side of the devotee when he is in trouble.
This was a drama staged by Balvikas children from Tamil Nadu in the year 2003.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Our most humble pranams at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagavan. We, the Balavikas children of Tamil Nadu, are ever grateful to our beloved Bhagavan for giving us this unique opportunity to present before our Lord a dance drama, Bhakta Ambarisha. The Lord shows through the life of Ambarisha that He is ever at the beck and call of such exalted devotees. The drama depicts the devotion of Ambarisha, the humiliation of sage Durvasa, and the powers of a true devotee of the Lord. The drama opens with prayers to our most beloved Bhagavan, Sri Sathya Sai Baba, who is ever compassionate, ever loving and ever guiding us towards the right path. Bhagavan has come to light the lamp of love in our hearts to see that it shines day by day with added luster. Jai Sai Ram.
Thank you.
Sri Vyasadeva, the literary incarnation of God, in his Srimad Bhagavata, had written many stories of great devotees of Lord Narayana. Maharaja Ambarisha, the great grandson of Vaivasvata Manu, was one such devotee who was always merged in the transcendental bliss of rendering service to the Lord.
మధుర భరితములు వ్యాస భూమిలో వికసించిన కవితా సుగంధ కుసుమములు నారాయణ నామామృతములు పలికే సుస్వర గీతికలు భాగవత గాథలు సుధా మధుర భరితములు సుధా మధుర భరితములు
Ambarisha's mind was ever fixed on the lotus feet of Lord Narayana. He let only the glory of the Lord to enter his ears. He used his hands to serve the Lord's devotees and clean his temples. Lord Narayana was ever taking care of his exalted devotee. Ambarisha observed the vow of Ekadasi and Dwadasi for 1 year. Towards the end, he fasted for 3 days, and on the 4th day, when he was about to break the fast, Durvasa, the great and powerful sage, appeared on the scene unannounced. Was a great mystic and a very learned Brahmana, but he was the very embodiment of vanity, pride and anger.
Trigunarakandani, Trigalavedudu, Tamasakomala.
Welcome to Ayodhya. This city has become purified by your arrival. Please be seated, O sage. Please allow us to offer prayers to your holy feet. Requesting you to be my guest on this auspicious day of Dwadasi and make us more fortunate by eating with us.
Ambarisha, your modesty is making me very happy. I heard that you are observing the vow of Ekadasi and Dwadasi for the past 1 year with great devotion, and I have come to bless you. Now, you are requesting me to be your guest. O great king, allow me to go to river Yamuna, perform the midday rituals, and I will come back soon and receive your hospitality and will be your guest.
I am indeed very fortunate, O sage. I will be waiting for you.
Let Narayana be with you.
పద్మధరం దేవం తం సూర్యం ప్రణమామ్యహం. ఓం సంధ్యాం తర్పయామి, ఓం గాయత్రీం తర్పయామి, ఓం బ్రాహ్మీం తర్పయామి.
As the king waited and waited for the sage, the proper period for breaking the fast was rapidly expiring. On the advice of the palace priest, the king drank a little tulsi water. Maharaja, the proper period for breaking the fast is rapidly expiring. Before the Dwadasi period expires, you should perform the final rituals and break your fast. How can I complete this ritual before the arrival of the great sage Durvasa? Let me wait till the return of the sage. Forgive me, O King. The Dwadasi period is coming to an end within a few minutes. If you do not break your fast before that, all the merits of this vow will not come to you. O Brahmana, you are now putting me in a very difficult situation. Sage Durvasa is known for his anger. A least provocation is enough to enrage him. At the same time, I should not lose the merits of this Ekadasi and Dwadasi vow.
Maharaja, before the expiry of the Dwadasi period, you can sip a little tulasi water. As the Shastras say, drinking water is considered as both eating and not eating. By doing this, you will be ending your fast without meaning any offense to the great sage. You can have your food after the return of the sage.
O great Brahmana, I obey your words, and placing my full faith in you, I am drinking this tulasi water. I offer all this to Sriman Narayana.
Sarvam Sri Narayana Arpanamastu. Sarvam Sri Narayana Arpanamastu. Sarvam Sri Narayana Arpanamastu.
The sage, through his mystic powers, found out that the king drank water and broke his fast. Taking it as an insult, the sage enters the palace, tore a bunch of hair from his tuft, created Krithya the demon, and ordered Krithya to kill the king.
In regards to me,
forgive me, O great sage. The palace priest told me to take a little tulasi water before the expiry of the Dwadasi period.
So, you have taken water and insulted me. I cannot tolerate this. I have to punish you.
O great sage, forgive me. I did not mean any disrespect to you. Calm down, Maharishi. Please calm down and forgive me.
No! That is impossible! The great sage Durvasa.
Thank you.
Sudarshana Chakra to destroy Kritya and punish the arrogant sage Durvasa. The divine disc kills the demon and starts moving towards the sage.
Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya.
Lakshmi, are you seeing what is happening? Sage Durvasa, who is a man with vanity, ego and self-conceit, has created a demon to kill my devotee. Ambarisha, who is observing a vow, will rather sacrifice his life than offer any resistance to the sage.
O Lord, should Ambarisha become victim to the fury of Kritya? Is he going to be killed by the demon?
That will never happen. Any disrespect shown to my devotee cannot be tolerated. O Sudarshana, go quickly, destroy Kritya and also the sage who created Kritya.
Oh, the chakra is advancing towards me. Where should I go? Let me approach Brahmadeva for protection. Brahmadeva! 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 Please save me! Please save my life!
The sage fled everywhere and even besieged Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, who in turn were unable to rescue the sage from the wrath of the Sudarshana Chakra.
Brahmadeva! Brahmadeva! Please save me! Protect me! Please!
నాదుజనకుని చక్రము నా పుట సాధ్యము కానే కాదు. వెండి కొండకు వెంటనే పోయి ఆదిదేవుని శరణు కోరుమా.
దుర్వాసా, ఐ కెన్నాట్ చెక్ మై ఫాదర్స్ చక్రాయుధం. రష్ టు కైలాస అండ్ సీక్ రిఫ్యూజ్ ఇన్ లార్డ్ శివ.
Yes, my lord, I will go to Kailasa and seek refuge in Lord Shiva. Parameshwara, 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 please save me, please save me.
Thank you.
മുനിയവാ പാഹി പാഹി പരമേശ്വരാ.
പരമേശ്വര, വൈ ആർ യു ഹെസിറ്റേറ്റിംഗ്? സ്റ്റോപ് ദ ചക്ര ആൻഡ് സേവ് മൈ ലൈഫ്.
വിഷ്ണുദേവുനി ചക്രമുനാ പേടി ശക്തി നാകുലേനേലേദു വൈകുണ്ഠപുരമുകു വേഗമേ പോയി വിശ്വമൂർത്തി ചരണമു ചേരുമാ.
ദുർവാസ, ഐ ഡു നോട്ട് ഹാവ് ദ പവർ ടു സ്റ്റോപ് ദ ചക്ര ഓഫ് ലോർഡ് വിഷ്ണു. You have to go to Vaikuntha and seek refuge in the Lord Himself.
Oh, what do I do? Let me go to Sriman Narayana. Narayana! Narayana! Vasudeva! Lakshmi Ramana! Save me! Please give me protection! Exalted devotee, you have to reap the consequence of your hasty action. Oh Lord of the universe, this is not the time for examining the serious nature of my wrongs. Please stop the Sudarshana Chakra, which is advancing towards me with great speed. Please save my life, O Lord Narayana.
తపములు చేసిన తాపసివైన చేసిన తప్పుకు శిక్ష తప్పదు. నాది భక్తుని శరణు కోరితే మన్నన చేసి రక్షించునయ్యా.
ఓ గ్రేట్ సేజ్, ప్రొసీడ్ టు ద సిటీ ఆఫ్ అయోధ్య. కాస్టింగ్ అవే యువర్ ఈగో అండ్ కన్సీట్, fall at the feet of Ambarisha. I am completely under the control of my devotee. He is the only person who can protect you. I bow to you, Lord Narayana. I will go to Ambarisha and seek his pardon. Ambarisha! 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 Realizing the power of true devotion, the sage ran to King Ambarisha, falling at his feet, begged his pardon. The king offered prayers to the divine disc and the chakra disappeared.
the Lord appeared with all his glory and blessed the king for his immense devotion to the Lord.
Ambarisha, O noble king, you are my last hope. Please save me from the Lord Sudarshana Chakra.
Durvasa Mahamuni, what is this? How can you go to the extent of falling at my feet? Please, O great sage, arise. Please bless me.
O great king, I fail to understand your pure heart and devotion to Lord Narayana. I tried to harm you while you were strictly adhering to the rituals. Now, I am reaping the consequence of hurting a true devotee of the Lord. I ran to all the three lokas to escape the wrath of the Lord Sudarshana Chakra. But Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva expressed their inability to save me. Sriman Narayana advised me to fall at your feet and pray for protection. Maharaja, now my eyes are fully opened. I have realized the power of true devotion. Please protect me from the fury of the chakra.
O great sage, no harm would come to you from the Lord's Sudarshana Chakra. The great merciful Sriman Narayana will save you.
Ambarisha, see, the chakra is advancing towards me with great force. Save me, please save me.
Do not worry, sage. The chakra would not harm you.
Dantin Suma Sudarsanama Atidhi Devuni Paina Agraham Tagadu Suma Dantin Suma Sudarsanama Saranarthulaku Rakshana Isuta Raghuvansi Yula Acharamu Nadu Vira
the divine disc of Lord Narayana. Forgive the sage and return to your original place, the divine hand of Narayana.
Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Namo
Ambarisha, your attitude of total devotion to Mahavishnu, the Lord of the universe, deserves to be praised. If it was not for your mercy, I could not have remained alive. I will be ever grateful to you.
O sage, please do not say all these things. You are my guest and you have to be treated with greatest respect by me. Forgive me and accept my hospitality and make it possible for me to complete the Dwadasi vow. Bless me, O sage.
Certainly, Ambarisha. You have given me my life. It will be a great blessing to me to be your guest and accept your hospitality. I bless you, Ambarisha.
Adideva, Kaustubahara, Pundarikaksha, Lakshminada, Saranam, Saranam.
Deva, Adideva, Parandhama, Sarvasanga Parityagi, Idurvasa Maharshi Painiku, Kopauta Guna, Sudar
చక్రం ఆతని సంహరించబోనడం న్యాయమా.
ఓ సుప్రీం గాడ్, హౌ కెన్ యూ బి యాంగ్రీ విత్ దిస్ సేజ్ హూ హాజ్ రిలింక్విష్డ్ ఆల్ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ అటాచ్మెంట్స్ ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్? హౌ కెన్ యూ సెండ్ ద సుదర్శన చక్ర టు ఎలిమినేట్ దిస్ గ్రేట్ సేజ్?
అంబరీషా, however great a sage may be, if he disrespects my devotee, it amounts to disrespecting the Lord himself. Durvasa went to the extent of killing you. That was why my Sudarshana was not prepared to forgive him.
Oh great Lord, now I realize my mistake. All my pride and ego have left me. By repenting, my heart is being purified. Janardana, forgive me for trying to hurt your greatest devotee.
Durvasa, my devotee is very dear to me. He is my life. It is his heart that I choose as my dwelling place. There is no difference between my devotee and me. If you worship my devotee, it is as good as worshipping me. You became a slave to the attitude of anger, which is one of the six enemies to man's progress towards spirituality. You fell a prey to the sense of anger. I had to enact this drama to make you proceed on the path of peace, relinquishing your vanity, pride, and anger. Once Ambarisha has forgiven you, it is as good as the Lord's forgiveness. I bless you, Durvasa. Ambarisha, you have proved to the world that the Lord is always at the beck and call of a true devotee. My blessings are with you.
Oh Lord Narayana, we bow to you.
శాంతాకారం భుజగశయనం పద్మనాభం సురేశం విశ్వాధారం గగనసదృశం మేఘవర్ణం శుభాంగం లక్ష్మీకాంతం కమలనయనం యోగి హృద్యాన రమ్యం వందే విష్ణు భవభయహరం సర్వలోకైకనాథం. Thank you.
That children was a drama by Balvika's children from Tamil Nadu, which was staged in Bhagwan's presence in the November of 2003.
And wasn't the story of Ambarisha very, very inspiring, children? When we can have such devotion for God, when we can say that, Swami, I don't want anything else but you, you can just win God over forever.
And when you have God by your side, no problem is too big to scare you. You can lead life absolutely fearlessly.
That is why they say, when you have a problem, don't say, oh God, I have a problem here. Say, hey problem, I have God here.
Very true. Children, praying to Swami that He blesses all of you with such grace and fearlessness, we conclude this week's program.
And children, the next week's episode is a very special one. It is a landmark Children's Hour program, but we will tell you about it next week.
So do tune in next week too. Till then, be good children and have lots and lots of fun. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram, children.